All right, let's dive deep into AI today. We've got a ton of news straight from Freelancing Insider, so buckle up.
It's a fast-moving world, that's for sure.
Yeah, tell me about it. It seems like every day there's something new and groundbreaking happening. Today we're focusing on updates from Google and Apple, two of the biggest players making waves in AI.
Definitely. They've been busy integrating AI into their existing products and even rolling out entirely new AI-powered tools.
Speaking of new, let's start with Google's Gemini 2.0.
Ah, yes.
It's being touted as multimodal, which sounds impressive, but what does that actually mean for the average person?
Well, it means Gemini 2.0 can process more than just text like a lot of the older AI models. It can handle images, videos, even code.
So like giving AI a whole new set of senses, right?
Exactly. And yeah. That opens up a ton of possibilities. Think about AI that understands visual cues or one that can write code based on what you tell it.
That's mind-blowing. And it sounds like Google is making this tech accessible. They've released a free version, Gemini 2.0 Stream Real-Time, which lets you use text, voice, video, even screen sharing to interact with it.
It does, and it rivals a lot of the features you get with ChatGPT Pro, which, by the way, costs $200 a month. Google offering this for free is a pretty bold move, especially given ChatGPT's popularity.
Okay, so we have this super powerful AI with multiple senses. But Google doesn't stop there. They're also working on Project Astra. What's that all about?
Project Astra is basically Google's vision for a super integrated AI assistant.
Ooh, intriguing.
Think of it as an assistant that not only answers your questions and gets stuff done, but also remembers your conversations, integrates seamlessly with other Google apps, and responds almost instantly.
That sounds incredibly convenient, like a personal assistant who really gets you.
And get this, they're testing Project Astra on prototype glasses. So in the future, we might be interacting with AI through wearables.
That's straight out of science fiction. Speaking of collaborations, Apple just announced a major integration with OpenAI, bringing ChatGPT into Apple Intelligence.
Yeah, this is huge for Apple. Siri has lagged behind other voice assistants when it comes to functionality and intelligence.
So it's like Siri just got a brain boost.
Exactly. Yeah. With ChatGPT's abilities, Siri can now access so much more information and handle much more complex tasks. It can tap into ChatGPT's advanced writing and reasoning capabilities, plus its visual intelligence.
So I could ask Siri something complex, and it wouldn't just give me a generic answer. It would actually use ChatGPT's knowledge base to give me a detailed and insightful response.
That's the idea. And it gets even more interesting with the new visual intelligence feature on iPhone 16 models. Now, Siri can analyze images in real time through the phone's camera.
Hold on. So if I put my phone at something, Siri can use ChatGPT to tell me what it is.
Yes. It can give you info about it or even make suggestions based on what it sees.
That's like having an encyclopedia that you can just point at things. This is amazing.
It really is. And it's just the beginning. As AI keeps evolving, we can expect even more innovations that change the way we interact with the world.
We've covered Google's Gemini 2.0 and Project Astra and touched on Apple bringing ChatGPT into Apple Intelligence. But both companies have more going on in AI.
Oh, absolutely. Google is also changing the way we learn to code, and Apple has rolled out big updates to Apple Intelligence.
Sounds like we have a lot more to cover. Let's take a quick break to digest all this, and then we'll come back to explore these other AI developments.
Welcome back. My head's still spinning from all these advancements.
I know, right? It's like we're peeking into the future. But before we get too lost in the possibilities, let's circle back to Google and those coding advancements. You mentioned something called Stream Real-Time.
Right. It's basically like having an AI coding tutor right there with you.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How does it work?
Imagine you're coding and get stuck. Instead of spending hours searching online, you can just share your screen with Stream Real-Time, and you start talking to it through voice commands.
So you can literally ask the AI for help like you would a human tutor.
Exactly. It not only answers your questions, but also analyzes your code, offers suggestions, even helps you debug.
That's incredible. Game changer, especially for beginners.
It is. And the best part, it adjusts to your skill level. You can start simple and get more complex as you learn.
Now back to Apple. You mentioned major Apple Intelligence updates. What's new?
Well, they finally rolled out features people have been waiting for, like Genmoji for creating AI-generated emojis and Image Playground for AI image creation.
Oh yeah, I've heard about those. What's so special?
Genmoji takes emoji creation to a whole new level. You design unique emojis based on your descriptions or even images. Image Playground lets you generate all sorts of creative images using AI, photorealistic landscapes, abstract art, you name it.
That sounds fun, like having a personal art studio at your fingertips.
And on top of those, they've boosted Siri's visual intelligence capabilities.
Right, we talked about that with the iPhone 16.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than just analyzing images, right?
It is. Now, Siri can use its visual intelligence to give you more info about your surroundings. Like, point your phone at a landmark, and Siri will give you historical facts, nearby restaurants, directions.
Wow, a personal tour guide in your pocket.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Apple Intelligence can now analyze images and videos to give you real-time insights. Imagine you're playing a game, and Siri can give you strategic advice based on what's happening on screen.
Hold on, really? That's insane.
It is. It's like having a virtual coach. And that's just one example. The potential for this kind of real-time assistance is huge.
Okay, so we've got Google's advancements, Apple's intelligence updates. But it sounds like AI's impact goes way beyond these tech giants, especially for freelancers.
Absolutely. Freelancing Insider has been highlighting AI's growing influence on the freelance world.
Exciting and maybe a bit daunting, right?
Yeah. On one hand, it's opening up new opportunities for freelancers. They can enhance their skills, automate tasks, offer new services.
Like those tools that can help with things like data entry, social media, even content creation.
Exactly. And there are more tools coming out all the time. Ones that help with project management, time tracking, client communication.
So AI is becoming like a super-powered virtual assistant for freelancers.
Right. Helping them streamline and be more efficient.
But you said daunting too. Why?
Well, some freelancers worry about job displacement. As AI gets more powerful, it can do tasks that humans used to do.
I can see why that would be a concern. Like, if an AI can write articles or design websites, what happens to freelancers who specialize in that?
That's the big question Freelancing Insider has been exploring. The main takeaway is that freelancers need to adapt.
So it's not about fearing AI, it's about learning to use it to their advantage.
Exactly. Freelancing Insider has been offering advice on how to do just that. They've been pointing out ways to find AI-powered opportunities, learn new skills, and use AI to create new services or improve existing ones.
It sounds like they're really trying to help freelancers navigate this new AI-powered landscape.
They are.
Yeah.
Because AI is here to stay. It's going to become even more embedded in our lives, work, everything.
Okay, we've talked about Google, Apple, and the freelance world. What about the bigger picture? How is AI affecting society as a whole?
That's the big question, and it deserves a whole deep dive of its own.
Welcome back to the show. We've covered so much ground already, from Google and Apple's latest moves to the impact of AI on freelancers. But let's zoom out now and look at the bigger picture. How is AI shaping society as a whole?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's exciting and a little scary all at the same time. The potential impact is huge. AI could change everything, from the economy to how we interact with each other to even how we define what it means to be human.
It's like we're on the verge of something completely new and uncharted. Freelancing Insider hasn't been afraid to tackle these big issues, though, have they?
No, not at all. They've been right there with us discussing the societal implications and emphasizing the need for a responsible and ethical approach to AI. One of the biggest concerns, of course, is job displacement.
Right, we touched on that earlier. What happens to people's jobs if AI can automate tasks that humans used to do?
It's a valid worry. As AI gets smarter, it's only natural to wonder if some jobs will simply disappear. But Freelancing Insider and a lot of experts in the field point out that it's not just about jobs going away, it's also about new opportunities being created.
So it's not as simple as AI equals job losses. There's more to it.
Exactly. Think about the shift from manual labor to industrial manufacturing. Some jobs were lost, but tons of new ones were created in areas like engineering, design, and management. The key is to adapt and keep learning.
So instead of being afraid of AI, we should try to understand it, learn how to work with it, and maybe even try to predict what new opportunities it might bring.
That's the spirit. Freelancing Insider has been encouraging its audience to embrace that lifelong learning mindset, to develop those skills that complement AI and be open to exploring new career paths that might not even exist right now.
That's a powerful message. Instead of seeing AI as a threat, we can see it as a tool to help us grow and be more innovative.
Exactly. And that's where the ethical side comes in. As we develop and integrate AI more and more, we need to make sure it's being used responsibly, fairly, and for everyone's benefit.
What kind of ethical challenges has Freelancing Insider highlighted?
Well, one big one is the potential for bias in AI algorithms. You see, if the data used to train the AI is biased, the system itself can end up perpetuating or even amplifying those biases, and that can lead to unfair or discriminatory outcomes.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how we build it and use it. Like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Precisely. Freelancing Insider has been really vocal about the need for transparency in AI development. They emphasize the importance of diverse perspectives and thorough testing to reduce bias and make sure that AI aligns with our values.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not about stopping progress. It's about making sure that progress is ethical and benefits everyone.
Exactly. And it's a conversation that needs to involve all of us, not just the tech experts. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
This has been an incredible deep dive. From those mind-blowing developments from Google and Apple to how AI is changing the freelance world and those big societal questions, it feels like we've barely scratched the surface.
It's definitely a lot to take in, but that's what makes it so fascinating. AI is constantly evolving, pushing boundaries, and challenging us to rethink what the future could look like. And resources like Freelancing Insider are so valuable for helping us navigate all of this.
I couldn't agree more. I hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and maybe even inspired you to explore AI further. Remember, the future is not set in stone. We're all actively shaping it, and AI is going to be a major part of that story.
So stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The future of AI is in our hands.
That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.